You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So this week I spoke to co-leader of the Māori Party, John Tamahere, about foreign policy. We spoke about the relationships with the Pacific, sovereignty in Aotearoa, and non-alignment. I began by asking what the Māori Party's focus is when it comes to international relations. Are we looking to build better relationships with the US, the Pacific, Australia, China, particularly with the impact of COVID-19? And what is the next step for the new government?
Well, of course, we're tino ranga teratanga peoples, right? And that means that we just have our own sovereignty. And that own sovereignty means simply this, that we become the Switzerland of the Pacific. We should be non-aligned. We should just have... Why should we be participating, as a little blip on the bottom end of the world? Why should we be looking to sell ourselves to anybody in our foreign policy? Why can't we just assert our own mana motuhake and just say, no, no, we're New Zealand. This is how our people think about these things. And we don't have to be like Australia, which under Howard became the 51st state of the United States. So Australia has aligned itself as a proxy state, no doubt about that. And good on them. But that's their mana, right? We don't have to be the same. We don't have to align. We don't have to be a proxy state to Asia or China or US. We don't have to pick winners between the two. Well, if we have a non-alignment foreign policy, I think that's a great place to be. I think having our own sovereignty and having our own way of thinking. And the way you would get that through in the UN and a whole range of other places is through our treaty relationship. This is what the constitutional partner of the country has said. This is what the Indigenous people's preferences are. And all these people have signed up to Indigenous rights and all this sort of nonsense, the fact that they don't apply them in their own homeland, even here. So we've got a foreign policy where we just want to be non-aligned and will align if there is a just cause to align. Not because someone's paying me greenbacks or more yens or it's about the money. It's got to be about the mana motuhake, the mana of the people.
What about the relationship with the Pacific Islands more specifically? Obviously, I know we spoke about the environment, and there is evidence that there is going to be significant impact on the Pacific Islands with climate change, and there already has been. How do we want to align ourselves with the Pacific Islands?
Well, we are a major advocate for them as we speak. And we're also extraordinarily supportive and friendly in foreign aid as much as we can as a small nation economy. But we can only do so much, they can only do so much, because we're 0.2% of the global economic position in the world, right? And so you can muscle up a bit, but you can't muscle up a lot. What that will require is the people on one side of the Atlantic and on the other side of the Atlantic and all those people in the middle called Asia are to start to change their practices, right? And the leverage the Pacific's got and the leverage New Zealand's got and Australia's got will only go so far. And you can only do so much, right? So what I do want to say to our Pacific Island brothers and sisters, though, is that I don't want your people treated as slave labourers brought to New Zealand to work as slave labourers in New Zealand packing houses, etc. I want you to have the same conditions as my people. I want you to be paid the same, and I want you to be housed the same. And I don't want you to be treated like second-class citizens and then used, abused every 6 months. Okay? So we've got to start to look at some of our own conducts and practices as a people rather than thinking we're going to save them from climate change. We should start at the bottom end and say, no, we're going to start at treating you as equal human beings.
When you say that there's only so far we can go being, a small aspect of the global economy in New Zealand, and how does that work with the idea that New Zealand shouldn't align itself with other larger states? Shouldn't New Zealand still want to encourage other larger states with more economic power to help smaller places like the Pacific with global issues such as climate change?
Yes, but see, I've never said that non-alignment means you don't align. Non-alignment means that you choose issue by issue where you align. because you've got your own mana. So you align, but you only align as and when you see an issue to align on. You're not a proxy state for somebody else.
Are we worried perhaps that, I mean, people might say that that might seem a bit flaky?
No, well, it might. Well, I don't care what they think. I care what we think. It's what we think because it's our sovereignty, it's our country, and it's our mana. And so if they do that, the Swiss are flaky. If they do that, a whole bunch of other states are flaky, right? I've had sticks and stones may break my bones, but cheek will never hurt me sort of thing, you know? So criticism of a non-alignment program in foreign affairs, I don't give a toss about it. That's our view for very good reason. We retain our sovereignty on every issue and we make a call on it, on what our people think at that time with that information. That's not flaky. That's a well-reasoned sovereignty issue.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.